This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Still struggling through the last 5-6 years where we have been in drought conditions in this state.
That's California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Climate change is real, and so is our responsibility to do more on vegetation management and forest management. I don't see those as mutually exclusive. I see those as mutual responsibility of both the state, federal government, and private sector partners.
Deadly West Coast wildfires are dividing President Donald Trump and the state's Democratic leaders over how to prevent blazes from becoming more frequent and destructive. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says her state has been pushed to its limits by the historic wildfires that have been wiped out, that have wiped out entire communities. Brown told reporters Monday night that she has asked President Donald Trump to issue a major disaster declaration for the Pacific Northwest U.S. state, which would make additional federal resources available to beleaguered firefighters and other emergency personnel. President Trump had already issued a federal emergency declaration for Oregon last week. Andrew Phelps, the director of the state's emergency management agency, said 10 people have been confirmed dead. U.S. President Donald Trump will host a signing ceremony at the White House today for the normalization of relations between the Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdulatif bin Rashid al-Zayani will sign the so-called Abraham Accord on the South Lawn of the White House. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and the UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday it will also formally recognize the Jewish state. This is VOA News.